This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we take a look at the last quarter of 2019 as we head into 2020 with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's feed forum is going to be looking at the last quarter of 2019 and its impact in 2020 in terms of dairy profitability and feeding programs. So there's two big 100-pound gorillas in the room, Bill. First one is going to be crops. Most of us here in the Corn Belt area have enjoyed some very warm weather here in September, and that has really been a plus for us both in daytime and at night because it really has pushed this late-maturing corn crop and soybean crop along. But the bad news, there's also some rain been occurring, and so there's been some flooding in parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska, and they've had some of the really better yields here in the Midwest. The other big question is, when will the first killing frost come? We have seen snow in Montana now, and the question is, how soon before we get a killing frost, which will stop the growing season in those areas where it gets cold at night. The corn right now is about 94% dense by national figure. That's down about 6% from the normal point at this area. And soybeans are 93% setting pods. That's the good news. They're turning colors. They're actually ripening. They're getting very close to be ready to harvest, and that's down a significant amount as well. The corn harvested in Illinois has been about 1% has been harvested. That's down 5% from the normal five-year average at this point. The price of corn in the December market right now is listing $3.71 per bushel. And, of course, the big question is, once those combines get rolling in the field, where will that end up? Soybean meal is at $2.89 a ton. That's a really good price. And some of our producers may want to be thinking about locking that one in, depending, again, on our trade options. Let's say a quick word about milk. Milk prices, the good news right now, Bill, is it's over $18 for Class 3 milk, and most of us will put another dollar to dollar and a half under on top of that due to milk components and milk quality. The last quarter of 2009, I would say, looked solid. With the holiday season coming, cheese and butter supplies are marginal, and so we're going to see some competition for that milk to bid it away from the milk processing plant. The slaughter number of cows are basically down about 76,000 cows from January to May, which means there are fewer cows out there. Because of the stronger milk prices, Bill, we're seeing spring heifers increasing at $100, $200 a head, but still below break even. The bad news, and that's very controversial, and that is in 2020, we could see loss of a dollar per hundredweight out there in the program. So our take-home message is, the last quarter looks really quite good, but we'll know more about it in a month or so once these combines start bringing the crops in to see how much we really have out there at this point. And so the big question for our dairy producers, if you're buying corn or soybeans, do you stay on the sidelines or you jump in? It looks like we're going to have some good talks on a new contract with Japan. What about Mexico and Canada? Well, certainly there's all kinds of politics written all over that. And finally, what about China and buying soybeans? So lots of different questions there. The good news is China has bought 964 metric tons of soybeans recently, and that's always good news to see. Well, that completes our program for today. Thanks, and have a great day.
That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue told dairy farmers at World Dairy Expo in Madison earlier this week that they'll have to adapt to survive. During the town hall meeting, Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden posed the question of supply management. Perdue replied he doesn't think in America that's the way we need to go. And that wasn't the answer that Von Ruden was hoping for.
Yeah, it was really disheartening. It's one of those things we continue to talk about, the oversupply that we have of all commodities. Why are we not trying to figure out a way to balance that supply and demand, and whether farms have to cut back 1% or 2% on each farm to make it fair to all? That would be the only way that this could work.
So dairy producers in Wisconsin will continue their efforts towards a dairy supply management system, even if the idea is not supported by the Agriculture Secretary. And coming up on Monday, more reaction from Sonny Perdue's visit to World Dairy Expo with High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fies, who was there, and we'll talk with Lee Milkey about the reaction. Join us for that on Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.